French fur traders first made their way to Madeline Island in 1693 to do business with Ojibwe villagers. Today's residents aren't looking to turn back the clock that far, but they are looking at wind and solar power to rely less on Xcel Energy's power. EW Extension community resource educator Tom Ojahowski says that doesn't mean that they'll cut the electrical cables with the mainland.
Yeah, I think net energy independence is probably the right way to look at it. When the wind doesn't blow, if they had a wind turbine, it wouldn't be doing them much good, so they're still going to need to maintain a grid tie, I think. But, you know, if there's a decent wind resource out there, one or two of the new fairly large commercial units would probably take care of the island.
Well, Ojahowski says they'll need at least a year of good wind data before they'll know if they can make this happen. But the Madeline Island community is ready to step forward. Alan Fischlewitz says he and his neighbors are willing to pay the upfront costs so they can reduce their carbon footprint. The question is Lake Superior windy enough to support the 250 year-round inhabitants, and where to put the windmills?
Of course, that's always the tricky question, isn't it?
Fischlewitz says the windiest months are November through March, but things can get pretty calm in summer. They hope to have a plan in place in a year or so. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.